we're talking to an investor audience here, and you look around here and you see thousands of attendees who are either in the industry or are industry investors.
Yeah.
And they've been beaten down for a long time.
Yeah.
Pringer mentioned that you've gone from first to 16th in the world in terms of extraction and all different types of mining operations. What do you attribute to that over the last 15, 20 years?
A government that wasn't interested in resource development on any level. And the proof is actually in this project, right? I caught on as the federal minister that some of these funding announcements for studies ended up being delays on making a decision. What happened today was a commitment and a decision by the government and the Indigenous leadership from these communities, from Arrowland First Nations, an invitation from other communities most proximal, to talk about a plan to move forward, to build a corridor that is a great policy option for any level of government, just to build the corridor, broadband, electrification or gas, access to gas. They're not part of the Wate Power Extension. But also to send a strong signal to the market that this is fundamentally changed now, and this corridor represents an opportunity to build mining on that, which you heard clearly from the chief is one of the key things they're interested in.
Now, when you say you're open for business, that's an easy thing to throw out there for any politician. Now, in the case of an investor who's interested in either an early junior mining explorer in the province of Ontario, or for that matter, British Columbia.
Yeah.
What are the specifics you can give them in terms of saying, what does open for business really mean?
I'm happy to name that. Open for business means helping Newmont Gold open Borden. We did more in the year for their go live than the previous government had done on any regulatory matters. The Sugar Zone, the Hart Gold Project, and how sweet it was to be up there with the Premier. Again, another regulatory nightmare right up to the day that they were firing up their heavy machinery to start extraction. In the last year, leading up to the last 6 months, actually, again, we sent SWAT teams in to deal with the regulatory barriers. We're seeing Newmont Gold now at Musselwhite be in a position later this fall to go back to full capacity and a successful acquisition out in Red Lake. Four or five mining projects have moved across the starting line that represents a new segment. The other one I would mention is Greenstone Gold. They're in the process of making a board-level decision to go live with their open-pit gold mine, but they have absolutely no regulatory matters to consider now because we worked intensely with them to clear the deck. So there's four or five projects in today's announcement that remind investors and tell them with emphasis that we are truly open for business and we're prepared to do what it takes to get mines open.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.